throughout the world. It's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown.
Touchdown, Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama. And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got
40,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
And welcome in to the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with Big Lou because it's Friday, baby, all day long. Thank you for joining us here on WKOM 101.7, coming to you out of Columbia, Tennessee. And it is Masters Friday. And right now, Bryson DeChambeau is leading the pack along with, who is the other guy at the top? I haven't seen the leaderboard in a while, but DeChambeau.
It's another American. I saw that earlier.
Took off to the races, and the LIV golfer is leading the pack right now, about halfway through the second round. And
my guy Tiger. Plus one right now. He's down seven. So
yeah, he's trying to make the best of it. Tiger is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's been around a while.
Greg Norman, who kind of spearheaded this whole LIV golf situation. You know, now the only time that you get the best golfers in the world together to play against each other are the major tournaments. Not the four majors are the only time you get the best golfers in the world to play together. Last week at one of Trump's courses, they had a LIV golf tournament. No spectators. No spectators allowed on the golf course.
Okay, not allowed. I mean, obviously nobody, you know. Nobody would show up, but not allowed. Is there a reason for that?
I don't understand it. Now,
it's odd.
Greg Norman, Choking Greg. I like to call him Choking Greg Norman.
And why is that?
The Australian. Choking Greg Norman, on April 14th, which would be, 24 years from Sunday, 2 days from now, Greg Norman blew a six-shot lead in the final round of the Masters. He had a six-shot lead over Nick Faldo to finish second. Considered one of the worst collapses in sports history. Nick Faldo won that tournament, beat Greg Norman by five strokes.
So what, the guy had
think about this. Man, he hit a couple in the water. He hit a couple out of bounds, like the final Amen Corner, which is like 10, 11, and 12 of the Masters. I mean, this guy just absolutely imploded. Now listen to this, Choking Greg. And the reason I don't like Greg Norman, he's a poo-poo stirrer, in my opinion.
Okay.
He was backed by the Saudi Saudis oil, big oil money to start their own golf league and start picking away the best players they could from the Professional Golf Association. And yeah, maybe the Professional Golf Association should be offering a little bit more prize money than they do. You know, maybe they should financially take care of their players that make them the PGA a little bit money. And yeah, maybe some competition is good. I'm not arguing that point. But I am arguing the point where an Australian like Greg Norman comes over to the United States as a young golfer, makes his name, makes his fame and fortune as a golfer under the PGA umbrella. And then when he gets to be, he's 69 now, in his 60s and not playing competitive golf anymore, he decides to try to take tens of millions of dollars from the Saudis to go recruit golf players and pick them out of the professional golf tour to start a Saudi-backed golf tour. And I just, you know, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right.
Some disloyalty there.
I just don't think it's the way things should be done. But Choking Greg, let's see, in 1996, at the 1996 Masters, Greg started the final round on Sunday with a six-stroke lead and ended up losing by 5 strokes to Nick Faldo.
And did he finish in second, or did he drop?
He shot a 78 that day, which to me is an awesome score. I don't think I've ever broken 80, but for pro golfers, it's not a very good score.
Yep.
And Nick Faldo obviously had a pretty good day. But listen to this: 7 times in 8 major championships, Greg Norman has led in the final round of those 8 major championship tournaments. 7 times he's led in the final round.
And how many wins does he have? Was that the only time that he choked away a win? Or
7 times he's lost
those
majors. This was one of 7 times in 8 major championships that Norman led in the final round that he lost. Choking Greg Norman.
So Choking Greg shows up.
Even though he's come in like 3 times second place at the Masters, I think he's come in 3 times. He's been second. The people at the Masters would not give him a pass. The Masters folks wouldn't give him a pass this year. Wouldn't give him a badge to get in. You know, he said, "No, we're not going to do it." Just because of his ties with the Saudi-backed LIV golf tournament or golf tour.
Yeah, you can't really blame him for that.
And even though there are LIV golfers playing in the Masters, but Greg had to buy his own ticket, had to scalp one off the street somewhere outside the gates of Augusta National to get in and see his LIV boys play yesterday, which one of his LIV boys is leading right now at -7, and that is Bryson DeChambeau. Some other LIV golfers you all might know: Sergio Garcia, Tyrrell Hatton, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Adrian Meronk, Phil Mickelson, Joaquin Niemann, John Rahm, Patrick Reed, Charles Schwartzel, Cameron Smith without the mullet. By the way, he's cut his mullet.
That's a shame.
Bubba Watson is also a LIV golfer. So all the guys that I just mentioned, they took tens of millions, some of them $100 million. I think they offered Tiger Woods half a billion.
Wow.
But he didn't take it. Rory McIlroy was offered a lot, hundreds of millions, did not take it. And yesterday, Greg Norman was following Rory McIlroy's threesome around the golf course for a few holes,
trying to pick him off. So that's what it looks like.
We're trying to upset, trying just to just to get under Rory McIlroy's. Because Rory McIlroy has pushed back on Greg Norman, pushed back on this whole deal. But like I said, eight major championships where Norman was leading the final round, seven of them he lost. After Nick Faldo beat him in 1996 by five strokes after they teed off that morning in the final round and Shark had a six-stroke lead and Faldo ended up beating him by five, Faldo said, quote, "I don't know what to say to you, man. I just want to give you a hug." That's what Norman won 91 tournament events, including two British Opens, but he never won a major tournament in the United States of America. Maybe that's what he, maybe deep down, that's what he just doesn't like about the United States Golf, the Professional Golf Association.
Just a sore loser, maybe.
Maybe just hating on the United States. Never won a major in the United States.
Very possible. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. 0-7 in the U.S., and you're leading in the final round. I mean,
he's leading. That's right. He's never won a major. Now, a major could be the British Open, but he's never he led eight major championships in the final round, starting the final round, and lost seven of those, choking Greg Norman.
That's just seriously unlucky. That's probably harder.
It's just crappy golf. It's just choking. It's not being able. It's just not being able to finish.
That seems harder to do than winning a couple of them.
Maybe deep down he's just sour about that, Big Lou. Maybe deep down he just.
I think I would be. I think I would be too. If you know, if that was my legacy, if I'm Greg Norman and now I'm choking Greg Norman, well, I'd probably be a little sour about the whole situation. I don't know if I'd go. I'd probably go in a different direction completely.
And unfortunately for choking Greg, he's got to carry that baggage around the rest of his life. There's nothing, nobody can lighten that load.
No.
There's nothing he can do at this point at 69 years old to make amends for all those terrible finishes that he had in his life. But maybe trying to disassemble the Professional Golf Association here in the United States is one way that he's going to get back at him. But I tell you what, the folks at Augusta National didn't give him a free pass. He had to scalp that ticket himself. Right now, Bryson DeChambeau at the turn is leading at -7. Scottie Scheffler is tied with him at -7 through three holes at the time of this recording. Max Homa is -6 through 14. Danny Willett, my dark horse, is -5.
There you go.
Through 10. I put $25 on him. He wins. I get almost $9,000 back for a $25 bet. He's already won the Masters once.
I wonder if Ipe Mizuhara has put anything on it.
What now?
I wonder if Ipe Mizuhara has put a little coin down on a dark horse there.
I don't know. We're going to talk about Ohtani and his gambling interpreter on the backside of this break. Hosgaard is -4, tied for fifth with Fox, Davis Connors is tied for seventh at -3. Young Cantlay tied for ninth with Fitzpatrick at -2. And then Pavin, Morikawa, Aber, Glover, Hoonan, Neiman, McIlroy, Cam Smith, they're all at -1. Tiger's on down the list. He's at +2 and tied for 39th. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake with Big Lou. It's Friday. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook. Or contact us at 931-490-8183.
This is Coach Tredarius Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Murray County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Carrie, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled, but then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com. Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
Let's begin now.
I woke up this morning and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with Big Lou. It's Friday. Thank you for joining us. It's a beautiful day outside. A little bit cool, a little bit windy, but that's okay. It's springtime. It's supposed to be like this, baby. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be like this.
And it's going to heat up and feel a little like summer this weekend. So
there you go. And speaking of this weekend, tomorrow, Big Lou, you got something going on with the Maury County Public Schools Middle School baseball.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be our game of the week this week, and we'll be out at Spring Hill Middle School, and it's going to be kind of like a small school and large school kind of tournament centered type deal. It'll be two semifinal games between ones and twos from the big schools and the small schools, and then the one and two from, you know, that same area will play in the semifinals, and the two winners of those games will play.
Do you know what the matchups are right now, or –
I know we've got Whitthorne in there. I think Hampshire's in there.
Okay.
Calioka. So Clayton Harris will
so
be out there.
So check with your local. Check with your local middle school.
In Battle Creek, I think that's.
In Battle Creek.
Yeah.
So check with your local middle schools, and if you can't make it down the ballpark, and where is that going to be held?
It's Spring Hill Middle School, and we'll first game, first pitches is about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning,
and you'll be broadcasting it live.
Yeah.
Right here on 101 or 103.
I think 101 will be on this
right
station
here. On this station, this signal right here, 101.7.
And we'll be live streaming
Maury County
as well.
Middle School small and large baseball tournament and live streaming it on WKOM.com.
Yes.
Front Porch Radio TN.com.
Facebook. YouTube.
You do it all. We do it. Yep. So, if you like I said, you can't make it down the ballpark, get online, pull us up, Facebook, WKOM.com. Check out Big Lou as he brings you those live middle school, small and large middle school baseball games. Okay.
Yep, we'll be on the air for a little bit. Three games tomorrow. So if you wake up late, if you're sleeping in after a night out on Friday night, getting up late on Saturday, we'll be on.
Okay.
Have something to do.
Two college football teams will be having their spring games tomorrow. In Knoxville, the orange and white game will be kicking off around noontime. You can catch that on ESPN, excuse me, SEC Network Plus. SEC Network Plus, orange and white tomorrow.
Just kind of frustrating.
Noon. And then at 3 o'clock following that, you can switch over to ESPN and catch the Alabama A-Day game, and their new coach, Kalen DeBoer, out of Washington. And all I know right now about that game is that the format's going to be a little bit different than what it used to be under Nick Saban. Under Saban, 8A consisted of the roster being divided into two teams, Crimson and White. One had the first-team offense with the second-team defense, while the other had the first-team defense with the second-team offense. But under DeBoer, the Alabama 8A game, or the spring game, tomorrow at 3 o'clock on ESPN from Bryant-Denny Stadium in Titletown or Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Score will be kept for both sides of the ball. Offense, there will be the first-team defense will go up against the first-team offense. The defense will get points for big plays, sacks, tackles for losses, interceptions, whatever the deal is.
Force fumbles, anything like that.
Yeah, what if anything that defenses get points for, what kind of fantasy-type stuff. And then, of course, the offense will score them. But the whole idea is that DeBoer says he's looking at it as like they've already had 14 practices. So this is practice number 15, but he gets to evaluate some live action against first-string offense and a first-string defense, which makes total sense to me.
In a game day setup, too. You know,
right.
And it looks different.
Now,
it looks different when you get in front of 100,000 people.
Sure. And I guarantee you tomorrow, you watch and just check out the crowd on ESPN tomorrow in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, it'll be
That stadium holds over 100,000. I'm going to say it's two-thirds full. I'm going to say there's 60,000 plus there tomorrow. Maybe more.
I'd think more.
You know, it depends on the weather. There's a lot of different factors. But I would say, and there's not a whole lot to do in Alabama. I'm just going to be honest, unless you're down on the coast, you know, or at the Huntsville Space Center.
Or if you're going to a football game.
And there's a football game tomorrow in Tuscaloosa, and I say over 60,000 show up.
Yeah, Tennessee does it. They divide theirs into orange and white, and it's kind of like a live-action football game with firsts against seconds and second defenses against first offenses, stuff like that, and they're divided into orange and white teams, but – it's kind of disappointing. You know, that probably has something to do with the fact that they're not going to be televised this year. Televised,
right?
But streaming only.
Well, and
because there are only 10,000 people are going to be there.
And, right, and the reason there's only 10,000 people is because of the construction going on at Neyland Stadium right now. Right? I mean, there's
correct.
So there's a lot of construction going on. Only 10,000 are going to be allowed in. I'm sure it'll be maxed out. In the old days before DeBoer, even going back before Saban, Alabama would have their Crimson White game or 8A game, and the winning team got steaks for dinner, got a steak dinner. The losing team ate wieners, beans and franks, or wieners and beans, or beanie weenies, or they got franks and beans. The losers and the winners got a steak dinner. So that's the guys are playing. That's the guys are playing for. Yeah,
but I
prefer steak over beans and cut up hot dogs. Right? I mean,
But you know, now in today's college football culture, you know, all the players are so rich. If they lose, they're just going to go and buy themselves a steak dinner. So,
yeah,
they got the money for it now. So,
that's right. Yeah, take everybody out to eat.
I'm not eating hot dogs and beans. I'm not going to do that. I'm a Division I athlete. Find the best steak place in town. I'll get a better meal than what they're getting over there on the winning side.
Those Nashville Predators, baby. They got three games left tonight. They're at Chicago. Their record, being the Preds, 45-29-5. And my wife and I went to see them, Big Lou, on Tuesday night. They came back from a 3-1 deficit to force overtime and get a point against the Winnipeg Jets, who are the slot above them in the Western Conference standings. The Jets are above the Preds, and they were down 3-1 going in third period. Michael McCarron got in a fight with Logan Stanley.
Got everybody up on their feet.
Gave Stanley a right hook to the chops, knocked him to the ice. Michael McCarron raised his hand in like Rocky style to the whole crowd. The crowd went absolutely berserk. And from that point on, the Preds scored two goals. So don't tell me that a fight in a hockey game. Doesn't get a crowd riled up, doesn't get your team fired up. It's kind of like your coach getting the technical foul in basketball. You know what I mean?
It's a big part of the game.
Sometimes to get his team, to show his team that he's behind them and to get them, you know, focused back into what they're supposed to be doing and put a little fire underneath their rear ends, a coach will get a technical from a referee, right?
Yeah.
For whatever.
But, yeah, I was watching that.
And I tell you what, that's what McCarron did with this fight.
Yeah.
I think it was O'Reilly and Stastny scored goals after that to tie it up 3-3, sent to overtime. Predators lost overtime, but they still got a point, and they clinched a playoff spot. They are in the first – they are sole possession of the first wild card spot in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I was watching that game on TV, you know.
Did you saw it?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you didn't see it. Maybe I was explaining to some people listening that didn't see it.
Yeah, you absolutely were.
Okay.
But, man, I was disappointed. After, you know, and I'm sitting there at 3-1, you know, down by two goals in the third period, and you're just kind of, okay, well, we can clinch it in the last three games of the season because we're not looking too hot right now. And they scored the first goal. Preds went up 1-0 to start things out, and I'm feeling good about it.
Bam, bam, bam.
Right. So,
and one of those goals for the Jets was kind of cheap. It kind of bounced off and was a rebound back in front of the goal, and it was Saros almost didn't see where the puck was, and they just flipped it back in. But I mean, of course, it counts. But still, you know,
but it was so disappointing.
Kind of cheap, I thought.
They came back and forced overtime, and everybody. I mean, it just there was, you know, Bridgestone gets a type of energy when something like that happens, and it was there.
And I think they realized that an overtime going into overtime clinched them a playoff spot.
Right.
I mean, the majority of the fans, even though getting to overtime from down 3-1, two goals down, starting the third period, is a great feat in hockey. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Especially against a team like the Jets.
Just wish we had the cherry on top and got the win.
Yeah, me too.
That was disappointing.
And, you know.
So we're in the playoffs. So.
And Susan and I were thinking, okay, this is the only game we went to this year, and here we sit in the first period down 3-1. I thought, great. You know, we're going to get blown out. But we hung in there.
You jinxed them.
We hung in there, and they came back. And so the Predators play at the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. The puck drops at 7:30, and the Blackhawks are going the opposite direction. They're 23-50-5. Like I said, and the Predators are 45-29-5.
That's a pretty historic hockey team. Not a good year for them.
But I'm telling you what, after – and, folks, I don't like to bet against the home team, but you know what? When it comes to gambling – I don't know if there is anything such thing as loyalty. It's all about the Benjamins. So my prediction is this. Tonight at Chicago, the Predators are -250 on the money line. So they're favorite, 2.5-1 favorites to win.
So take it.
I'm saying since they clinched Tuesday night and there's
– Don't take it.
There's only, what, three more games?
After tonight, yeah, two.
I'm saying take the home team Chicago Blackhawks at 2-1 odds. Put your little change down at 2-1. Put down 100.
Make some money.
Get you back 300. Put down 50, you get back 150. You get the 50 you bet plus the 2 times 50, get back 150. Put down 25, you get 75 back. I'm just saying.
Put something down for
me. I kind of like the Blackhawks. And that's just because the Preds clinched Tuesday night, probably playing a lot of their second and third liners, giving some of their guys a lot of rest.
You might see Lankanen for the rest of the year.
You might. So
looks think like, about looks that. Looks like you need some rest
think
to
of,
me.
Think about that moving forward. I like the Blackhawks tonight. Okay. We're going to talk a little juice on the backside of this next break. Kind of a sad story and sad era in American football and American history in general. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake in the studio with Big Lou. Hang on, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with our last segment right after this.
Okay. Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I'm going to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118. or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my nigga went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one, pass him. Drip, drip, drop, there it goes, an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks, so click at the ticket, let's see.
And welcome into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with Big Lou. It is Friday. We're always thanking the good Lord it's Friday.
Absolutely.
TGIF, baby.
It's a pretty Friday, too.
Of course, the Masters is in full swing.
Oh, great one.
In the second round right now, as Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau are leading the way at 7-under after just making the turn as of this recording right now. So it looks like they're going to be near the top after day two. Tiger Woods is plus one, hovering around even par for the tournament, which probably looks like if he can at least stay where he is or even improve, of course, he's going to make the cut. But I'll tell you who did make the cut, and that is the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani. Now, federal authorities have cleared Shohei Ohtani of any wrongdoing in the gambling embezzlement from his account, payment to obviously a big-time bookie there in Los Angeles, a guy named Bower, B-O-W-Y-E-R, that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Mitsuhara is his name. Mr. Mitsuhara owed upwards of $40 million. $40 million in gambling debts, sports gambling debts, and supposedly not a single one of them was on baseball.
This guy betting on.
What do you bet on? How do you screw off $40 million? Don't you have to bet on everything under the sun? Obviously not. The guy was averaging 25 bets a day at around a little over $12,000 a bet.
It's unbelievable.
There are text messages between the bookie and Mr. Mitsuhara, who stole over $16 million from Shohei Ohtani. But there are text messages showing Mr. Mitsuhara begging for the said bookie to raise his limit. Please raise his limit. And that he was obviously bad, very bad at sports gambling, LOL.
Texted that.
Which LOL is what? Laugh out loud only.
Laugh out loud.
Oh, laugh out loud. Okay. Yeah. Well, he was laughing out loud at how bad he was at sports gambling, Mr. Mitsuhara was. But he was gambling away Mr. Shohei Ohtani's money. Now, Mr. Ohtani had quite a bit from the Angels. He had a bank account that Mr. Mitsuhara had helped Mr. Ohtani open up. Had over $42 million in that bank account. This is the bank account that Mr. Mitsuhara was bleeding over $16 million from to help pay a bookie. The feds came in, raided the bookie's house, found all the information, found what was going on, busted him for illegal bookie operations. Then they took in Mr. Mitsuhara, who I think is in custody right now.
Yes. He's going to be released on bond either today or tomorrow after a hearing.
Which
I don't know where he's going to get the money for the bond from.
That's a good question.
He's in the red, almost $41 million right now.
You know, the question is, how does this happen?
Well, I don't know.
You know, the thing about it, Shohei Ohtani, he's a baseball player. He's Japanese.
He doesn't speak English.
He relies and trusts on this individual who was basically turned on to him or introduced to him probably by someone in the Dodgers organization to help kind of guide him around Los Angeles, help him with any type of communication problems he would have. And so Mr. Ohtani just looked at him like a friend and like a guy. And there are even times that this Mitsuhara, the interpreter, posed as Shohei Ohtani on the phone to bank authorities. In other words, he pretended to be Shohei Ohtani to get $500,000 money wires and so forth, moved over to the bookie's accounts.
Pretty unbelievable.
It is really, really, really hard to believe.
Yep.
And one of the last texts that they showed in this article was Mr. Mitsuhara texted the bookie and said, I basically have been paying you with Ohtani's money, and I'm screwed. I'm done. I'm history.
Yep.
And, of course, Boyer, at one point this last fall, I'm sure after Mitsuhara had lost a ton in football, I'm just guessing, of course, Mr. Boyer, the bookie, texted Mitsuhara and said, I'm outside watching Ohtani walk his dog right now. I don't want to have to go up to him and explain to him what's going on. And if you think about a bookie of that magnitude,
I hope he speaks
sitting
Japanese.
Sitting outside of someone's house, you're right. I hope he's, you know, unless he's got one of those apps on his phone where he just talks into it. And
yeah,
just
you
comes
can do that,
out.
Yeah.
But he's watching Shohei Ohtani outside of his house in Los Angeles or wherever he is walk his dog. And he texts Ohtani's interpreter and says, I'm watching right now Ohtani walk his dog. And that interpreter probably knows that about this time Ohtani's out walking his dog, and this guy's not joking.
Yep.
And something bad, you know, something very, very bad and nefarious could go down and happen.
It's a very sad situation.
Really is.
Because Ohtani seems like a really cool guy, nice guy.
I mean, he doesn't know any better.
No.
He just he puts his trust. You know, in Japanese, their culture, you know, they're very trusting type. I mean, you know, they why should he not trust him? Especially if the Los Angeles Dodgers organization put him in contact with Ohtani and said, this is your guy, this is your liaison to the United States, to the Los Angeles area, to how we do things. Here he is. He's going to take care of you.
And if that is the case, I think some of the fault falls on the Dodgers.
Damn right it does.
Pretty sad.
Former teams of O.J. Simpson, the Juice, former USC Heisman Trophy winning running back, the first 2,000-yard rusher in a 14-game season in the NFL, passed away at the age of 76 this past week. Neither the team that drafted him in 1969, the Buffalo Bills, nor the last team he played for, the San Francisco 49ers, said one word regarding the passing of O.J. Simpson. And that in itself speaks volumes.
I mean, from a marketing standpoint, you can't say anything about him if you're one of those teams. I mean, and the organizations
and why
that
would
did,
you? I don't know. Why would you?
And you see why that they didn't from examples of the Heisman Trophy saying something about him. The NFL Hall of Fame, the College Football Hall of Fame. You know, you're not going to get good feedback, you know, when it looks like you're mourning the loss of O.J. Simpson.
Nor did the NFL say anything, nor did Simpson's alma mater, USC, say anything. Now, the Heisman Trust had a short statement on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Quote, "We mourn the passing of Orthol James Simpson and extend sympathy to his family," end quote. Then they had a short stat sheet on their website posting his football achievements, etc., but nothing else. And the replies to that Heisman Trust tweet were not what you might call mournful.
No.
Regarding the death of O.J. Simpson. And as you know, in 1994, O.J. Simpson was tried. He was acquitted of a double murder of his one-month ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, mother of his children, and her friend Ron Goldman at O.J.'s former residence at Gretna Green in Brentwood, California. The Pro Football Hall of Fame went a little farther than the Heisman folks did, but they took a similar route, talking about the football achievements and that Simpson was the first running back in 14 games to go over 2,000 yards. Simpson was also a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. They did not release any statement regarding the passing of O.J. Simpson. So, all I can say about that, folks, is it's time to turn the page. An ugly, ugly time in American history, all the way around, everyone involved.
A lot of the response on the Heisman Trophy post in general about O.J.'s passing was, you know, talking about, if you're going to mourn the loss of O.J. and still keep him in that brotherhood, then we can give the Heisman Trophy back to Reggie Bush, huh? That was a big type of conversation in the comment sections of that post.
Well,
which,
and
I agree with it.
I mean, two,
absolutely.
And I get it. Two wrongs don't make. I mean, believe me, two wrongs don't make a right. Blah blah blah. You know, Reggie Bush, Pete Carroll, who was the head coach at USC that time, that after the Bush scandal came out, Pete Carroll hightailed it into the NFL up to the Seattle Seahawks. Bush's family was seen going to games in limousines, living in a Malibu home at that time, which was worth close to $1 million. So, you know, there's a number of reasons why Reggie Bush had the trophy taken back, obviously because he was breaking some NCAA rules and didn't have any problems showing the world that he was breaking the rules. So,
no.
Kentucky hires a new coach, folks. BYU's Mark Pope and Kentucky are finalizing a deal to become the next head basketball coach in Lexington. It would be kind of a surprising hire. Because Pope hasn't had the flashiest run at BYU. But the problem is, Big Lou, Billy Donovan said no. Nate Oates said no.
I'm sure they reached out to
Scott
Dan Hurley.
Drew from Baylor said no. Dan Hurley laughed at him.
Yep.
I mean, you know, who would ever think that the University of Kentucky in their storied history would be scrambling to try to find a decent – head basketball coach.
He's a good player. Hope played
I
under.
I might have said football a minute ago. I meant to say basketball.
Played under Patino, and I saw something where Patino was going to come out, and he said if they need NIL money, then he'll write a check. So,
yeah, he is we'll see. Former Wildcat player who played for Rick Pitino and won a national title in 1996. The move comes hours after Baylor's coach Scott Drew turned down the job. So, you know, what do you do? And what about Tom? What about Tom Brady, folks? He's not. He says, "quote, not opposed to a return to the NFL."
He's not coming back.
But he's not. He said, "I'm not going to get invested in this." But he says he's not, quote, not opposed to an NFL return.
Guess that means he's listening to some things, but I don't see it happening.
Boston College and Denver will meet for the NCAA national hockey title after the Golden Eagles routed Michigan and Denver edged Boston University in their respective Frozen Four matchups, and that'll be this weekend. We are at the end of our hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, Big Lou will be on the radio tomorrow with the middle school baseball small and large tournaments on this station starting at 11. Please join him. We'll be back on the air Monday, 4 o'clock, with the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake. He's Big Lou. Have a terrific weekend. And go Danny Willett. I got you, baby.